Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb,
bomb, bomb. Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb,
bomb. Wall dick, but yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Ram-a-lama, ding-dong, rock and roll is king.
At least, I have to say to Carrasco, you know, the way he farts, it's just, I don't know if I can. It's just, the smell is awful. So I he likes his chicken wings. And after the chicken wings, you know, I sit behind him on the bus and gotta tell you, like, I gotta control myself sometimes.
I would definitely want to be quarantined in Tuca. First of all, he loves chicken wings, so do I. He has sauna at home, so we could sweat it out every single day after workout. And his farts are pretty bad, but I think I could overcome it, you know. I would definitely not skate through his crease any more than once at the practice.
Thanks.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Good morning. Yo, what's up, guys?
Thank you, Mr. Pasternak.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. Thank you. I enjoy your commentary over there about how you want to stay with Tuukka Rask, even though how deadly his farts are.
Thanks.
We are Toucher and Rich. Wallach is in the Town Fair Tire studio as Rich and I broadcast from our respective homes. And I hope everyone is having a wonderful time being inside. I have tried to watch pornography, but not a lot of time to do it. And then also, I'm getting to the point where I realize none of these women would sleep with me. So during the watching the pornography, I get depressed because I realize that none of them would sleep with me. So I've reached that point in my existence that stops.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a big problem.
That's a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just get sad.
Yeah, no, I get you. I do.
But you got to be like the dude, what's his name, Frank Vitale, the new fullback to the Patriots, Scott. You got to do crank out 1,000 push-ups in an hour and maybe get your body jacked so these ladies would completely dig you.
By the way, I have an answer on that from Ted Johnson. I texted him yesterday to ask
there's
him
no
if
way,
he could do
so
it.
There's no way he can do 1,000 push-ups in an hour, right?
Ted Johnson's exact answer to me was, that's an interesting question. I'm going to say it would be very close. If I had a couple of weeks to train,
I
think I could do it right now without any training. It would be tough.
So that's 17 push-ups a minute.
For 60 minutes, yes.
For 60 minutes.
Yep.
And I contend that it would probably take me close to a minute just to do 17 push-ups and not with the rest and recovery time that apparently that they make it sound like you get. Oh, yeah, you get this nice rest, and then you just start all over again. No. It takes me about that long to do 20 push-ups anyway.
And they're real push-ups, not the kind where your elbows are horizontal. It's like where your arms are vertical. So they're like real push-ups, which are 1,000 times more difficult. So he's, if you're doing real push-ups, much more difficult. So, the 17 push-ups, I think I could do 17 push-ups and then that would be about it.
I'm glad that I don't really follow anybody on either Twitter or Instagram Because this seems to be a thing, like Hardo social media, these dudes putting these challenges out there to, you know, listen, you know, like the Mark Wahlberg type stuff, strive to be better, like just showing you what they can do with kettlebells and busting out 1,000 pushups. I don't know. I don't follow anybody who does that, thank goodness, but I guess it's a thing. Because I'm reading a lot of articles about celebrities challenging everybody to do this kind of crap. So thank goodness I'm not privy to all of that on my timeline.
I rode a Peloton yesterday, and that was very exciting. I went outside for the first time in 4 days. I had to go to a drugstore, and that was super creepy because the last time I went to a drugstore, it was sort of empty. And then this time, there is a bunch of people with masks and gloves on, and you're like, all right, do you have it, or are you just doing this? What's going on? And we have to go back there today.
Oh,
there's people basically in hazmat suits. Yeah. Walking around the drugstore.
Well, you heard Dr. Fauci yesterday. I don't know if you did, but he said that. They're discussing whether or not they want to recommend that people, just whenever they go out, wear masks. And the reason that they're hesitant in doing so is because there's such a shortage for the hospitals right now that they don't want there to be a run on one. But these are discussions that they've actually had. Just if you're a normal person, whether or not anytime you leave the house, you should have a mask on.
But it's not supposed to help if you don't have it.
That's Dr. Fauci. Dr.
Fauci then has changed his tune.
Yeah, he may have.
So for the longest time, they said that it doesn't help you at all.
Well, it could keep others from getting it from you.
That's right. And so if you don't have it and you're...
So a lot of people don't know if they have it. Like, you could have symptoms, and I think that's part of it.
Good luck finding masks. I mean, I'm not going to go out and find masks.
That's the other thing, too, Fred. So there was a story that came out yesterday that Rob Gronkowski and his girlfriend apparently just donated 10,000 masks to Mass General, which is obviously a very cool thing. I mean, all these hospitals are dying for masks. I mean, it's really – we've seen all the news stories. It's pathetic what they've been able to – that they've had to deal with. But I read that story, and I'm like, how do you just get 10,000 masks? I thought that all of these different hospitals and states, you know, because right now the states are bidding against each other. It's almost like eBay. And there was a story in the Globe this morning about how the state had ordered a ton of medical equipment, you know, these masks and gowns and things like that, only to 3 times be outbid. And then twice when they finally got it, somehow the federal branch took them away from them. Like they wanted their own stockpile. So they're not only bidding against other states, but they're bidding against the White House at the same time. So I was reading that story, and I tweeted something out yesterday. I'm like, hey, if it's as easy as just being able to buy masks, you know, I'd love to buy masks for a hospital right now. Is there, you know, where can I get them? And I've got all these people like emailing me like, dude, there's these black marketplaces you can get masks. Like, it shouldn't be this way. Like, I shouldn't be able to be the one who goes and buys the masks through all these backdoor means. It should just be able to be where, they can get all the masks that they want. I still don't understand why it's not streamlined. But you're right. I mean, and Dr. Fauci yesterday said that, you know, I'm almost hesitant in saying this because there's such a shortage, but it might get to the point where if you leave your home that you would have to wear a mask. So going to, like, you know, going to a place like CVS, that scares the hell out of me because we're at the point where, you know, my wife's prescriptions are starting to run out. And, you know, out of all the places to go, the pharmacy, even worse than the grocery store, is the one that freaks me out the most. And you said that everyone there was like wearing hazmat suits, and that's got to be kind of freaky.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where they get these gloves. I don't know where they get these masks. I mean, I'm not doing it. So, you know, if I get it, but I'm not. I mean, I mean, it's just weird because then I don't know if they have it or not. Like, because you're wearing a mask, you're supposed to have it. People, I guess, have changed their tune. But, I mean, I'm not going to wear a mask every time I leave the house. I mean, I leave the house every – now, if it's not raining, I leave the house every day. Not wearing a mask. I mean, you know, there's – I'd say a tenth of the people are wearing masks. is what I would say. It's about a tenth of the people are wearing masks. And I don't know where they got them. I don't know where one goes about it. I know you can't buy toilet paper. I don't know where you're getting masks.
See, I haven't had a problem finding toilet paper. Like, toilet paper is the one thing that, like, there's not a ton. But, online, I have found toilet paper. Now, the thing that's been tough to find online has been any kind of disinfectant. Like, that's nowhere. You can't find, like, Clorox or any of that stuff. But toilet paper, like, I've been, it's almost like, you know, kind of when tickets would go on sale, like you just check every once in a while, and then all of a sudden, hey, look, there's a, you know, Amazon or Walmart.com.
Well, Amazon is, it's May 25th is when they can get you toilet paper.
Okay, so I forget where I found mine. It was either like Walmart.com or Target, but I've been fairly lucky. Like getting toilet paper has not been a problem. It's everything else. It's anything like, you know, the disinfectant wipes and that stuff. That's been tough.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what – it's just the toilet paper thing is someone said something at one point and then someone else heard about it and then it went like a game of telephone until there was no toilet paper left. The toilet paper thing is absolutely just ridiculous. I have no idea why that's what people picked and that's what they said would be the shortage, but certainly it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. That they have made it so toilet paper is very difficult to get. So good for them. Good for them. This is the situation. So because you can get Kleenex. So every time I go to like the pharmacy or something, I buy Kleenex because that could be used as toilet paper. Mm-hmm. And so they still, so haha, the joke's on them. You know, I'm look at me. I'm skirting the man. In fact, I would suggest that the Kleenex is more comfortable than the toilet paper. So there you go. The joke's on you. You're using one ply, some garbage toilet paper from the black market, while I'm living in luxury with Kleenex. So take that, hoarders.
It's a little too much of the tearage while you're trying to take care of your business. That's the only thing.
What?
Like a little tearage, you know, like it's too flimsy. Like
I don't have
toilet paper is almost the perfect ply. Like with Kleenex, when you do that.
I don't have these problems. I don't know what people's. I don't even want to know. I don't. Apparently, everyone's got issues. The sales staff when they come in, they're going to the bathroom all the time. There's people running out of toilet paper and clogging toilets. I don't know what people. I've never clogged a toilet in my entire life. That's absolutely the truth. I've never clogged a toilet in my entire life. Everyone in this house has clogged a toilet at least 75 times. I've never clogged a toilet. I could put my wife on the radio as soon as she gets up and she could verify that. I don't know what everyone's crap is. I don't know what, quite literally. I don't know why that people, I don't know. It's just annoying. Just annoying. People are going to the bathroom, obviously, quite often. And it's they have very particular tastes when it comes to wiping their asses. So there you go. But, yes, I am having a problem with pornography because I feel that I could not get these women in real life. And then that kind of ends everything. That is where, because I feel old more than anything. It's like I'm as old as the MILFs, if not older. You know?
This is really a come to Jesus day for you.
Yes. Well, yesterday was a come to Jesus day for
my
me.
My goodness.
I'm like, I mean, these MILFs, they're younger than me.
That's a sad state of affairs if that's what you're focusing on at this point. That's not good.
I mean, I even question if they have children.
Wow.
Some of these MILFs.
So you've just taken, like, a major source of pleasure off the table here.
Well, I mean, it's nothing I can do about it.
I know. What I'm saying, it's all a state of mind, Fred. What I'm saying is instead of fantasizing, you've chosen to focus on the reality of the situation.
Well, I'll be fantasizing, and then all of a sudden the reality of the situation will kick in.
I see.
And then that will be not great. All right, Rich, what is going on in the world of sports that we will discuss?
Oh, we're getting teased. More football in a world where there might not be football.
There's going to be football. You don't worry. All right. We'll be right back.
The games are only half of it. Hatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Toucher.
I didn't get to be a sports expert until 2009.
Rich.
You would think you were at a children's birthday party.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
.985 to Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on?
Well, nothing more of a tease than the NFL voting for more football when we're not even really certain if we're going to get a regular season of football in the first place. So yesterday, 31 well-dressed owners and Mark Davis voted to expand the current playoff system to 14 teams with one additional wild card team per playoffs. Only the one seed will get a bye, and everyone else gets more money. Also randomly included in the agreement was a provision that guaranteed that one of the playoff games would air on Nickelodeon.
That's brilliant.
Which is ironic because both Mark Summers and Moose play for the Cincinnati Bengals, if you haven't seen the roster lately. This is, by the way, as you said, it's brilliant in like a Joe Camel type of devious way. Like, you get the kids hooked on the ultraviolence early and you've got a fan for life. I wonder how they're going to do the broadcast. Like, are they going to have like a kid team do the play-by-play, or is it going to be... Yeah, I mean, I wonder what that's going to look like.
Well, you know Nick Cannon's going to be involved. And I don't know who owns Nickelodeon, but Gronkowski would be good for that because he's on the same level as the kids.
I don't think Fox owns it. I could be wrong. I think the CBS Corporation does, because the game that they're getting is going to be the one that's simulcast with CBS. So it's got to be. I mean, it's got to be, since they're the rights holders. So what's going to happen is that you don't have to watch the Nickelodeon game. It's going to be on two different networks, just with two different presentations at the same time.
Oh yeah, I'd imagine that's the case. But yeah, I mean, that's brilliant. I mean, kids will sit down and watch that, and then they might get into football. I know my kids would be, or my son certainly would be much more apt to watch it if it was on Nickelodeon.
Who are the stars of Nickelodeon right now?
Well, you have the show All That.
is that still a show?
They brought it back. You have...
Are Kenan and Kel still rocking that? One of them's on Saturday Night Live.
No, Kel is on a show where he owns a computer company or a web company that two like prepubescent girls run. And I forget what that's called. There was the show Victorious, which featured a very young Ariana Grande. What else is on Nickelodeon?
Well, they brought back Kenan and Kel for the NHL Awards, which is about how NHL Awards is that?
Yeah.
That was probably the biggest name that they had on there. They did a Good Burger skit, which, you know, listen, who doesn't love Good Burger?
Good Burger, not the best work by them. They were talented. I don't know why, but Good Burger was their vehicle, and that was not a good character for Kel.
So what was Kel's best project, if not that? I don't know of anything else he's done other than what you just mentioned.
Well, he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Really? Kel was on Dancing with the Stars?
Yes. And he is on, I bet he's made quite a good living for himself. I mean, I think he's been on Nickelodeon for, Jesus, 20 some odd years. I bet you he's made a, and you know who's the Svengalis of these shows are Arvin and the fat guy from Head of the Class.
Oh, really? Like, are they the producers?
Yes, they have created, like, they had created all this content for Nickelodeon. Mm. So it all comes back to Head of the Class. Everything does.
Everything does. It was all downhill when they got rid of the dude from WKRP in Cincinnati and brought in the Irish guy.
Yeah, well, it was all downhill. I think he only lasted a season.
Billy Connolly, that's right, yes.
They thought that they could outdo Howard Hessman, and then they said...
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
No.
Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the reality of the coronavirus in sports, the NFL is reportedly covering their ears and saying, I cannot hear you, because yesterday, Jeff Pasch, the NFL's general counsel, told reporters on a conference call that everything's going to start on time, and there's been no discussion about a shortened season or any kind of change to the structure of the season at all. Now, Pasch was pressed multiple times about potential adjustments and questions such as, could games be played in front of no fans? Could the starting date be postponed? And each time, he deferred back to his statement that they are planning for a regular, complete season similar to what we play every other year. How can they possibly not have, I mean, I guarantee you they do, but just for them to almost blatantly lie and say, no, there's no contingency plans. This is what we're going to do. They're not going to have OTAs. I mean, there's no question that that's going to be effective.
Camps, no rookie mini camps, all of that's done.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. And as we know, the draft is still happening according to according to schedule. It's still going to go on.
When are OTAs?
They start pretty early. I mean, there's the ones that start, like, right after the draft, right? Aren't there a few that they have?
That's as I was just saying, that's rookie mini camp. They usually bring the rookies in.
That won't happen.
There's remember there was passing camp, you know, where the quarterback's supposed to get the receivers. That's out.
They can do that on their own.
Yeah.
Where is OTAs? Like, what is that, June?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right. I think it's June.
That's not unrealistic that they could do that in June. And then in May, I mean, if the quarterbacks want to, they can do it all the time. If the quarterbacks want to get together with the receivers, they can get together with the receivers. I mean, they can do that in the end of May.
OTAs last year for the Patriots started May 23rd, from what I'm looking at here.
That's going to be tough. That's a tough one.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, the draft is happening, and that's going to happen on the date it's supposed to happen. It's obviously going to be very different than the giant Las Vegas extravaganza that they had planned. But you know who's pissed that the draft is still continuing? Adam Schefter.
We all want that back. We all want to see the days where we have that distraction of football. But OTAs, that's no not job. Happening. Yeah. The offseason program, that's not happening. The draft is happening only through the sheer force and determination and lack of foresight from Phil Franklin. I mean, they are determined to put this on. Well, there is carnage in the streets.
Okay.
Mm. So, I mean, what is his problem? I mean, this is the hill he's going to die on? Is that there's going to be a draft?
Well, he's been a mouthpiece for the owners for a long time. And the owners and the teams don't want this to happen. I mean, they don't have time to prepare.
And they're gonna do this while there's, you know, a pandemic going on? Yeah, they're going to do it while there's a pandemic going on. That's what they're going to do. And they're going to do it in a manner that is under the guidelines that we've all been told to do. This is his passion project. This is, like, how dare they during this? It's even more reason to have it. It's something to look at.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
This is his big problem with the world, with everything that's going on.
Yeah,
the NFL draft.
The danger is low if teams are smart. And I saw the guidelines yesterday where the NFL is like, we can't have more than 10 players in each war room. All people in the war room have to sit 6 feet apart. Now, on the surface, that sounds silly, but in reality, it's easy to carry off. I mean,
the only thing that seems like like a bad like that bad things could come from this is what we were talking about yesterday, is that you could have a player who essentially was signed by a team, but you can't technically sign the guy until you get a physical. So he's sitting there, you know, has a quote unquote contract with the team, and let's say the team drafts a guy at his same position, they can get rid of him. Like, they can just not honor his contract. That's screwy.
I read about it and I thought this yesterday, is no team's going to do that.
I mean, it would be an awful move.
You would blow up everything, and then free agents aren't going to want to.
I was just going to say, and nobody will ever sign with you again,
right? And so that would be not a concern of mine. I mean, if it was a free agent, I would be, and I signed with the team, I'd be
nervous as hell.
I would be nervous, but it's not going to. That's not going to happen.
Well, as they said, unless Bill Belichick does it first, then everyone will say it's genius.
I don't think a lot of people are going to be calling Belichick a genius this year. I think Belichick's probably got a year of not being called a genius.
Well, this will be his finest work if he makes it happen. Then you can. Yep, then you can.
I agree. I agree. I just like the passion of Schefter, protecting the people, a mouthpiece for the people, that they're going ahead and having a draft.
They're not stealing masks from anyone. I mean,
no,
this
I know.
Is,
that's
like,
thing.
This is like, it has nothing to do with what's going on right now.
Yeah, I know. There's like a lot of bad crap going on, and it's unprecedented. It's weird, but having the draft isn't the thing that's. But having the draft out of things that piss me off is something that doesn't piss me off.
I think that's someone like really thinking that this is more important than it is. You know what I mean? Like,
oh no, that's my point is that he's completely made this ridiculous.
Yeah,
This is the thing you're mad about. Okay.
There aren't thousands of people converging on a city. This is going to be held on TV, on conference calls, with maybe an anchor two in studio. I mean, honest to God, this is as low risk as it gets.
They'll have three guys at a table.
Yeah.
And then
a very big table. Yes.
Yes. With the proper. Yes.
You have to sit apart from each other, Fred. It's important.
It will be a 12 foot table.
Big rectangular, like one of those formal dining room tables.
Right. And then they'll pan out so they'll all look like an inch tall.
That's right.
That's what they'll do.
What's the next draft pick, Phil? Well.
Or like Belichick and Ernie Adams are going to have the cans on a string that are just across the room.
No, they'll just use hand signals to say what they're going to do.
Or they can just read each other's minds at this point. Yeah. They speak in some weird like blink Morse code.
Probably. I mean, given that no one knows what he does, including former players. All right, Rich. And then I always get an email. Every time we talk about Ernie Adams, I always get an email from a guy who went to high school with him that gets all pissed off.
Well, really?
Yeah.
High school?
Yeah, he went to, like, Phillips Academy or something.
Oh, Phillips Exeter. Yeah, it's a private school. Sure.
So the guy gets all, like, pissed off. All right, Rich, what's going on?
Well, the NHL has spoken about some contingency plans that they have. Also, a little bit of a scare when it comes to the continuation of sports. And I love when this happens. A players poll amongst the NHL, and several Bruins ended up making some categories and ones that they are, I'm sure, proud of, and some that they aren't.
All right, here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here, 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
No, Fred, come on, man. This is a family radio show.
No, it's not. Not really.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on?
Well, it seems that when it comes to a continuation of sports, we got a little bit of a scare yesterday when the city of Toronto announced they had banned all public events until at least June 30th. At first glance, that meant no Blue Jays, no Maple Leafs, no sporting events in July for anyone. But because of the near panic that arose from a city full of pissed off hockey fans, the mayor had to clarify that the ban didn't specifically rule out sporting events, but more like things like parades and festivals and Avril Lavigne and Our Lady Peace concerts and other things that Canadians do in mass. Well, in the back, you know, if you're going to go see the back in concert, then you can't do that in the meanwhile. But you'll have your hockey and you'll have your baseball, God willing. Meanwhile, Pierre LeBrun yesterday mentioned that some of the ideas that the NHL may have to continue their season.
Yeah, that's been a discussion. The National Hockey League has also had James behind the scenes. Certainly, I should stress, not the preferred route for the NHL to point out the obvious, but it's something they have discussed. And what I'm told is for a 16-team playoff that they're looking at four separate centralized cities that they would start the playoffs in. Now, because of all the different playoff formats that they're talking about, it could be more than four cities if it's a 20-team playoff or 24-team playoff, all those formats that we've speculated. But yeah, it's on the card. It's just that it's not what they hope to do if all goes their way.
Wait, what? Hang on. The 20-team playoff? What's he talking about there?
I don't know.
Do you know it? Because, I mean, I had heard about how they were thinking of like certain cities that weren't as infected as others, which that's never going to work. But the 20-team playoff thing, I'm hearing that for the first time. I don't know what the hell they're discussing there. I don't know. I'll have to look that up, but that's the first time I've heard anything about that. I mean, that's a little strange.
That's quite a big chunk of the league.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I mean, you got to suck if you don't make the playoffs. I mean, you got to really be bad.
And you're talking about, I guess, buys for the top four teams of the 20 or something like that?
I don't know, but I know that they're you know, and they're not, you know, the only ones. I mean, baseball's talking about starting the season without any fans in attendance because that's something that they just realized that if they're going to get anything close to a season that you can put in the record books, that's more than likely going to happen. Because, I mean, having crowds together, you know, we keep speculating, but, I mean, a lot of the talk is that we're probably looking at July until places feel safe to have a crowd together. So that would mean if you wanted to have sports without crowds, you know, you're looking at June, and that's a lot of the season that you've already lost. So, I mean, whether they're going to pick, like the NHL was talking about doing, like the cities that aren't getting hit the most, you know, whether they're all going to be done, I don't know. And, you know, Columbus, well, I would think Ohio's pretty bad. I don't know where the hell you would do it. So that's
Ohio's not bad. Right? Well, the thing is that the East Coast apparently has got it by far the worst right now, but it's going to end the quickest. And so as it it's going to move kind of like the coastal cities have got it the worst right now. And then the idea is that it could move more to the middle of the country. So I don't know if, you know, I don't know what the deal with playing baseball in Boston would be or any of that. But according to what people are saying is that, you know, that since it hit here so hard, so early that it's going to end sooner. I mean, even if you look at the wave, even if you look at the wave where there's no social distancing, it ends quite a bit earlier than the Midwestern states.
It's weird when you look at a map and you see where the hotspots are, like out of, you know, you expect it in places like New York, Los Angeles, and some of the big cities. But then what's always strange is when there's a hotspot in the middle of nowhere. You're like, what happened there? Like, there's one right now, and I saw on CNN they interviewed a nurse from Albany, Georgia. And I guess there's like some massive outbreak there. And I'm like, what event happened that caused so many people to get sick at once. And I know that, you know, New Orleans is in really bad shape. And a lot of people are saying it's because they allowed Mardi Gras to go on. And Mardi Gras is the thing that ultimately got all these different people infected. And that's why they've become one of the worst affected spots in the country. So, I mean, that's the maps are fairly sobering. But something that is a little bit lighter is I do like when this happens, when they pull the players in different sports. And yesterday, the NHL Players Association, they did a poll, and it was a bunch of different categories amongst all the players in the NHL. Who is the best forward that was voted in the NHL that the players voted for? Who do you believe that they voted was the best forward in the league, Fred and John? Or, John, you've seen this.
I've seen this, yes.
Okay.
Connor McDavid.
Connor McDavid was 68%. Number two, Sidney Crosby. And then the best defenseman, that would be a member of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Fred, any guesses?
Oh, Jesus.
Johnny Wallgame?
Victor Hedman.
Yeah, that's right. Victor Hedman came in with 37%. John Carlson of the Washington Capitals at 21%. The best goalie. They have the top four here. Anyone like to guess what the top goalie in the league is, according to the players?
Fred, this one's a surprise.
Yeah, this one is
a big
surprise.
You have to think nationality. You have to think Olympics and who's done well for the Olympics for what powerhouse country.
All right, so it's a Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
In more ways than one.
Oh, Carey Price.
There it is.
Carey Price.
Slide.
Yep, 41%. Vasilevsky in second. Marc-Andre Fleury, he's got 9%. And then Sergei Bobrovsky with 5%. Nowhere on this list, Tuukka Rask. Maybe they're too grossed out by his farts, of course.
His farts are pretty bad.
They are pretty bad. They're David Pastrnak.
But the best thing about Pastrnak talking about his farts is that he says that if he had to room with someone, it would be Tuukka Rask. And then he says his farts are pretty bad. So I wonder if he somehow is enjoying that. If there's something about the farts.
That's a great point, Fred, that I didn't even think about. Chara says I would not want to quarantine with Tuukka because of his farts. And then he goes, well, it's because of the farts that I want to quarantine him, says Pastrnak.
Yeah, well, he just says, you know, he likes chicken wings and I like chicken wings. And he's got bad farts.
It's everything you want in a roommate.
Yeah, it's everything you want in the roommate. I don't know why wings would cause such terrible flatulence.
Depends on the sauce, I would imagine.
No, because usually you would equate that. Well, if you watch Jersey Shore, and I know you guys are not, you're not.
Season one and two, that's all I've seen.
Yeah, you're not continental enough to watch the show, but apparently Vinny has very bad farts because he's keto. Apparently one of the results of being keto is that you have terrible, terrible farts.
Oh, okay.
So, guys, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Well, let's get to the categories that involve some Boston Bruins. If you need to win one game, who is the one player, any position, that you would want on your team? Which Bruin ended up making it into the top four?
Bergeron.
Bergeron in fourth place with 3% of the vote. Sidney Crosby at number one with 44%. Connor McDavid in second with 30%. Who is the most complete player? Another Bruin on this
Bergeron.
List.
Bergeron.
Bergeron in second place. He got a lot of votes. Only behind Sidney Crosby. 45% for Sidney Crosby. Bergeron with 25% of the vote. Who is the game's best trash talker? Another Bruin on this list.
Brad Marchand.
Number one with 26%. Of the vote, and who is the game's worst trash talker? Another Bruin on the list.
Oh, God. Could be anybody. Pastrnak?
You see, to me, I was thinking it would be Pastrnak, you know?
His farts are pretty bad.
Nope. Guess what? It's Brad Marchand. So he got number one best trash talker and worst trash talker.
I think that's because they've got the guys who voted for worst just can't stand him. And they're driven crazy by him. And they think, oh, he's really stupid, that kind of thing.
Well, yeah. You know, at the end of it, you know, if Pastrnak says something like, you suck, and the guy goes, oh, that's a good one. He goes, thanks.
Thanks.
And then the whole
thing. What's up, guys?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Thanks. Hey, David, what's up?
The way
up?
He farts.
Thank you. Zdeno Chara. And by the way, I love the way he pauses a sauna. And Tuukka has a sauna.
Yeah, well, everything he says, monopoly. It's a socialist monopoly, which doesn't make sense at all.
Just, the whole horse thing is weird.
Yeah, it's right, a socialist it's monopoly.
The
whole point of monopoly is that it's a game where you're buying property and, you know, it's free enterprise. And then right. There's just a socialist monopoly where you get horses.
Right. And you land on it and everyone gets $200 taken away.
That's exactly right. And then here's waiting for the bread line, which I shouldn't even make fun of because, so the girl I know that was trapped was in Peru. And so,
That's where what's his name? Aaron Rodgers was trapped in Peru, and he told that story too. And he got out the very last, like the second to last flight that you could get out of there before they shut it down.
Yeah, she got out yesterday, and she was there for like 3 weeks more than she wanted to be there, staying at $20 youth hostels. But then Pasternak made a call and got her out. Mm-hmm. Thanks,
Monopoly.
It's like Monopoly when he did that.
Thanks. Everything he's... What's that?
Thanks. Monopoly.
Oh. You know what, David? You make being trapped at home so much nicer.
Thanks.
What's the worst part of being trapped at home?
His farts are pretty bad.
Okay. How are we going to kill the time? I mean, there's so much time.
Pasta.
So we can enjoy what kind of pasta specifically?
Pasta meat sauce for lunch and pasta.
Pasta meat sauce.
Yeah, for lunch. Or maybe even a different type of pasta. You know?
Pasta bolognese.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right. Well, fantastic. I'm glad to know that the things that they're doing now on these sports sites are pretty funny. Like the best, but I'm reading them. It's like the best player by number.
Yeah, is
on the Athletic,
they've done that before. ESPN's done that before.
Yeah, I know, but it's like
now you're paying attention.
Yeah, it's like I'm like, why am I doing this? Why am I reading this? Because I'm trying to find stuff for the show.
Because it's better than playing
Monopoly.
No, there's a bunch of stuff I'd rather be doing, but I'm trying to find stuff for the show. And then I'm like falling down this rabbit hole of the best players in basketball by number. And then I'm thinking, what a waste of my life. All right, Rich, we will have a quick break when we come back. We will be right. And by the way, if you enjoy almost commercial free radio, you got it. Because when I go downstairs, usually, you know, you could do something. But when I come up, we're invariably going right back into it. So if you enjoy, this is as close to commercial free radio as you're going to get. So just lock it in and know that we will be back in just a matter of moments. So we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
You see, I told you we'd be right back. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I was mentioning how there's stuff going on various sports sites that normally would not be there because obviously there's no sports being played. They ranked the hockey broadcast, the in-game broadcast, not the pre- and post-game broadcast. Would anyone care to guess where the Nets and Bruins game...
Oh, so TV, not radio. This is the TV broadcast. This is TV. You know what? I don't know if... Obviously... I don't think they're the most respected. I know it sounds weird, but you know there's certain play-by-play duos that just get a ton of respect. Obviously, Heinsohn and Gorman, they're known as one of the best in the league, and I think if you did a ranking of them, most people in the industry would think of them as being high up. For some reason, I don't get...
It's also a total product. I mean, it's the production, camera work... The announcers, everything.
See, I think it's high.
I actually don't mind Nesson's. Like, a lot of people rip on Jack Edwards. I like Jack Edwards. And Brick's obviously really good. And Nesson does a pretty good job. The ticker kind of drove me nuts for a while, but I'm used to it. I would say that they are top 10.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I'll say even higher. I'll say top 5.
They're last.
They're last? Jesus. Now, why did they say last? Because you're telling me they're better than like the Arizona, like you know, like the Coyotes. You're telling me that they're better than some of these smaller markets.
It says
the Florida Panthers.
They don't like Jack's ranting and raving about the ragtag farmers.
You see, Brickley's to me, I find that kind of funny.
Brickley's commentary. I don't. Brickley's commentary generally gets positive reviews in and out of market, but otherwise respondents were merciless. In market, the most consistent complaint was one of presentation. The screen can be cluttered.
For the first period of
a January game against Nashville, I watched, in addition to the standard scoreboard in the upper left corner of the screen, there was the Nesson logo in the upper right and a broad black ticker at the bottom for the first half of the first period. Despite a barrage of graphics, a shot clock for the game was not included. Quote, camera work, cuts, replays, graphics, etc. are atrocious, wrote one respondent summarizing the feelings of many. They run a ticker during a hockey game.
Yeah, I got used to it. You're right. It was when they first put it on there, it was annoying, and I think I'm just used to it now.
No, it's annoying. Edwards' passion wins him some fans locally, not a lot, by the way, because he is considered locally, they're considered the 27th best. Edwards' passion wins some fans locally, and even outside Boston, there are people who like his work, with one non-Bruins respondent calling him the definition of chaotic good. Collectively, they're a drop in the ocean.
He's rival.
No other figure in NHL broadcasting attracted the same level of vitriol that Nesson's play-by-play man garnered. I would rather get a colonoscopy from Captain Hook than hear Jack Edwards announce a hockey game. Wrote a voter in Columbus in the most memorable of the many, many comments listing him as the worst play-by-play man in the NHL.
Oh, that's not fair! And you know what, though? But this does go to what I was saying, is that they're not known for being, like, the most respected. You know what I mean? Like, people... there's certain people that are respected in the industry that I just don't get, like Sean McDonough. Like, we've talked about this a million times. Like, if you're in the industry, it's like you take off your pants and butter yourself up to Sean. Oh, Sean McDonough's a legend. He sucks. But people love the guy. But Jack Edwards is a guy that I kind of like, but you don't hear anybody in the industry going, yeah, Jack Edwards, you know, that guy, he's going to get in the Broadcasting Hall of Fame. There's none of that with
him. Funny, though. He came from ESPN where he would call, like, U.S. men's soccer game. I mean, the guy didn't just crawl out of a hole. He came with a pedigree when he got here.
If you like Dave Gosher, the Golden Knights at number 3.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've got Shane Knighty, too. And I've actually seen a little bit of their broadcast before because of Dave Gosher. I've just seen, like, a couple minutes and... Of course they're good. I mean, Gosher's one of the best to ever do it on the radio. Not ever, but he's one of the best that, you know, who did it on the radio, and that earned him a good TV spot. And I can only think that Shane Knighty, obviously, is a smart guy. That's probably a good broadcast.
I have a little twist to this series. Why don't we insert Shane Knighty into it?
The Sheriff.
The Sheriff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Carolina Hurricanes are number one, apparently.
I just the criticism
first in every category.
The criticism.
Do they talk in a Southern accent, Fred? I'm not quite sure if anyone would want to listen to that.
I can't imagine that they do.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that they do. Trip Tracy does color. I don't know who that is.
Sounds
like a
fake broadcaster name.
Trip Tracy?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a Dick Tracy did some acid.
That was...
He's taking a trip.
Think about that.
Players be hating.
Yes, thank you, Jack Edwards. We appreciate
that. That's right. He has a ribald song about riding a bike.
If you had to rank, like, the local broadcasts, you know, like, between, you know, baseball and the NBA and the NHL, I mean, I find if X not on the broadcast, I find the Red Sox broadcast to be excruciatingly boring.
Don't like baseball.
But it's not even just that. It's like the stuff that Remy is. It's amazing. Remy is so boring until Dennis Eckersley shows up. And he's great. Like when you put the two of them together, it's like it unleashes this magic power.
Well,
for him to be entertaining.
That's the thing, Rich. I mean, when Remy did the games with Don Orsillo, who is a lot more playful than Dave O'Brien,
Him a million times better than Dave O'Brien. Dave O'Brien is like watching paint dry.
That's the thing. Dave O'Brien, again, ESPN smoothed out, does a lot of national games. But when Don Orsillo did the games with Remy, he brought out that part of Remy.
Yep.
And Eckersley does that too. And Dave O'Brien is forever just a straight guy.
As a matter of fact, if you put the three of them together, it's one of the better broadcasts. And it's always entertaining, even if the game sucks. But you take him away, and if it's just Remy and Dave O'Brien, it is just, I mean, it's awful. It's not, you agree, right? That's not an entertaining product when they put those two together on their own.
It is more of a struggle, yes. I will agree. As a guy who watches a lot of baseball, I would agree with that. It's better when Eckersley is there.
Oh, yeah. It's much better when Eckersley is there. But, I mean, it's not the same as hockey should kind of take care of itself. You should
criticism of Jack Edwards. I mean, you read it yourself, Fred. People seem to like Andy Brickley, and I agree. I think he's fantastic. But just the vitriol towards Jack, not just here but nationwide, is impressive.
I feel bad for the dude because Tom Karen stepped in during the bean pot, and killed it. I thought him and Jaffe did a really good job, so it's got to be weird to be Jack Edwards and hear people just killing you, and then meanwhile you've got Karen over here. It's kind of like what Wallach dreams of when he thinks of Sean Grandy. Like, you know, hey, maybe people will realize that when I fill in, I kind of rule.
Yeah. I bring out a good side of Max. Watch
sure.
me go, yeah. Right.
Grandy's not going anywhere, baby.
Really, you think?
All right. No commercials here, just the headlines, and we'll be back with one of our fantastic moments from over the years.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.